So I'm going to backtrack. We're going to back up just a little bit because I didn't ask you this before, but I wanted to. When you leave working for the federal government and you now hang out your shingle, get your small office, and now you're an entrepreneur, take me back, I believe you said 31 years, how much of a culture shock or how prepared were you for how different that life would be?
I was pretty well prepared because my father was a milkman by profession, and he had myself and my two brothers actually working the milk routes before we went to school in the morning. So I had a good business sense, you know, how to get out a product out, charge a fair price for it, pay your employees a decent wage, be fair with them and firm, know if they do well, they're going to get promoted. If they don't, they're not going to be working here. It's just that simple. So it's interesting that you bring it up because there are some tremendous investigators in the United States who can't make it. And I'm talking about guys, some of these guys whose shoes I probably couldn't even shine. They're just world-class investigators. I'm talking about FBI profilers. I'm talking about supervisors with the Drug Enforcement Administration, you know, who've been to 100 countries and done investigations all over the world, and Secret Service guys who know all the executive protections, et cetera, et cetera. But they have no business sense. Zero. There is no class to teach somebody the business acumen when you go to the Department of Justice. They'll teach you how to fight. They'll teach you how to shoot. They'll teach you how to write. And they'll teach you the law. So when a lot of the law enforcement guys come out, they don't understand. When I was in the Department of Justice, I used to turn to my secretary and say, run this whole, give me the whole profile on Rick, because I'm going to, I want to listen to his radio show. I know everything about him. And she would come back with a portfolio from the, you know, the national computer, everything that's in there about you. Now, when you turn in your badge and your gun, and you turn around, now you're in the private sector, you can turn to your secretary, but now what you have to do is you have to figure out ways to get that information through the public data systems, which has changed drastically in the last 30 years. And what's nice about it, in the old days, it used to cost $1,000 to do a background. Now they're probably $200 or $300. So the big thing for these guys coming out is if you don't have that skill to be able to run a business, and all that entails, and your listeners probably, through all the mistakes and the glory that they've been through, understands what I'm saying. And that's why so many of these guys that are world-class investigators fail in the business.
I think the parallel is there as well for people who leave a corporate job and become an entrepreneur and realize that the skills that made them successful, maybe in climbing the corporate ladder, are not the same skills that are required to be successful as an entrepreneur.